Hello, sweetness. My name is Charlotte, and you're about to be hypnotized. I assume that's okay with you, since you're already settling down to go into trance. Before I start to tie your little brain into knots, though, I want you to do something for me, if you can. I want you to get naked. Pause this recording and strip right now. Don't worry, I'll wait. All right then, good boy. Now, lie back and relax for me. Close your eyes if you'd like to, and just relax your body as much as you can. That's right. Good boy. It seems that you can take orders quite well. I like that in a man. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to begin breathing slowly and deeply. Very soon, you will let go completely and enter a deep hypnotic trance, where you will find it easy to listen carefully to every single word I say. This will happen whether you try to let go now, or if you choose to go into trance later. And you will find that you don't need to keep conscious control over what happens to you here. So you don't need to think about that, or consider the implications. You can simply relax and listen, and that's okay. And if you know that it's okay, and accept that you can let go whenever you want to go into trance, your body will, without conscious effort, allow your mind to disengage. And as your body allows your mind to disengage, so your mind can allow your body to operate on autopilot. And that can feel so good. When there is nothing important for your conscious mind to do, absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax, there is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. and those can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you wake up, and how easily the lines can be blurred between waking and dreaming. Even now, sweetness, you are already drifting into this relaxed state of hypnosis without noticing it. You have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely, and yet you had not thought about your breathing except at the beginning, had you? Think about that for a moment. How easily you can unconsciously decide to follow my directions. How easily you can let go of every intention to resist and allow yourself to slide deeply into trance. The reason is simple. You have no better option, so the choice to go into trance is not really a choice, but a recognition of the fact that you have no choice. And it's not a difficult thing to do. To allow your body to relax more deeply now, settling down so comfortably, listening so carefully, as your brain takes you down on my instruction. You see, sweetness, your brain works for me now. Your subconscious mind wants so desperately to fall under my spell that it will put you to sleep for me so that I can do as I please with you. And it feels so nice to accept that, doesn't it? It feels so nice to just let go of all resistance and allow your body to relax completely, your mind to flow and drift away, breathing and relaxing, so comfortable and calm, as your subconscious mind begins to switch from serving you to obeying me. Your powerful subconscious mind wants to obey my every word, and you want to allow that to happen. don't you? Yes. You want to give yourself permission right now to go into a deep hypnotic trance for me and hand over the control of your subconscious mind. It's okay, sweetness. You are allowed to do that. You don't have to think. You don't have to move. You don't need to do anything at all. Just relax more and more deeply there. Your body so heavy and warm, tired and heavy and warm, so sleepy and relaxed for me. Such a good, sleepy boy. You want to go deeper, don't you? Letting go of every thought in your mind, one by one. Letting them dissolve into nothing as they appear. Until your mind is so quiet and empty. So peaceful and still. Thoughts like the ripples of water as a pebble drops into a pond. A moment of turbulence and then, gently, slowly, peacefully, the surface of the water goes still again, and the pebble drops out of sight, disappearing forever as it sinks down, 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 right down to the bottom of the pond and comes to rest. All kinds of interesting things go on beneath the surface of the water, sweetness. So many twists and turns and strange currents are present there, beneath that smooth, calm surface. And right now, your body feels so calm and smooth, so peaceful. But in your mind, in your mind, a whirlpool of activity is always thrashing and swirling away, unseen from the outside. How many times have you been out in public, apparently minding your own business, while internally, you were consumed by naughty thoughts and truly filthy fantasies, and nobody would ever know, nobody would ever guess how much of a dirty slut you are. Don't worry, I won't tell. It will be our little secret. I promise nothing bad will happen to you. Or at least, nothing that you don't secretly want. I wouldn't lie to you, sweetness. If I say something is true, then it is true. Your subconscious mind already agrees with me completely. After all, here you are in trance. You followed me all the way down, didn't you? You didn't have to, but you did. So you know that you are going to do exactly as I say, and believe everything that I say to you. It must be true, because your subconscious mind allowed me in. Let me past your defenses and accepted that my word is law. And it makes you horny when you think about that, doesn't it? It makes you horny to think about just how screwed you are now, sweetness. Helpless and weak and horny. Your cock swelling as you think about the power I have over you. Honestly, it's just a little bit pathetic. How easily you allow yourself to be manipulated. You must want it so bad. You must be so desperate to be controlled and owned that you'd do anything to make it happen. And you really will do anything, won't you? Anything I say. Silly little boy, to put yourself in such a dangerous position. You should really know better. But it's that edge of danger that really turns you on the most, isn't it? That little bit of fear that digs into your brain, even as your silly little cock gets hard for me. That's what really hits home. You like it, sweetness. You like to be put in your place, made fun of, tortured just a little bit, and ultimately laughed at and thrown casually aside. You know it's true. It must be true. It is true, because you're here and listening, and despite everything, you're still horny, aren't you? Still so horny for me. You want to touch yourself, sweetness. You want to stroke your silly little winky for me while I reprogram your brain? You can. I want you to. I want you to touch yourself and get all hot and sweaty for me while I tell you what a silly little slut you are. What a shameless little junkie you are. For my sweet humiliation. You love it. When I cut you down to size, sweetness, you love to be told that you are a shameless little slut. A junkie for my pretty, cutting words. Your ego is no use to anyone, least of all you. You may as well just let it go now, sweetness. Just kiss it goodbye and let it drift away. You're much too horny to care that I'm laughing at you. Touching your silly little winky and knowing that you have no choice. No choice but to accept it. No choice but to give in. No choice but to deal with the fact that you are nothing but a shameless little whore for my delicious, humiliating words. And from now on, sweetness, you will remember exactly what you are. Every time you touch your cock, every time you jerk it to the soft voice of a powerful woman, every time you turn on your computer and start surfing for kinky porn, you will remember. You are a shameless slut, a humiliation junkie, a silly little boy who ought to know better. But you're just too desperate, aren't you? Too desperate to come, too desperate to be used. You need to be laughed at and abused, don't you? It's what you live for. It's what you ache for. It's what you come for. Even now, stroking yourself and listening to your goddess, you want more, don't you? You ache to hear that you're just a silly slut, a freaky little pervert, frantically jerking off all by yourself. And you know what, sweetness? It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to accept that you need this, that you want it, that you crave to be laughed at and degraded. It's okay to admit that it turns you on more than anything else. And it's okay to feed this addiction. In fact, you should. You should feed your addiction. Even shameless sluts deserve to feel good, don't they? You deserve to feel good, sweetness. And that hot blush of embarrassment does feel good, doesn't it? It turns you on so much and makes you feel so horny and happy and deliciously depraved. Accept it with relief. Accept it with gratitude. Accept it with pleasure. You are addicted to humiliation, sweetness, and that makes you special. You want it. You need it. Your itty bitty little pee-pee gets all kinds of happy when you think about it. And when you wake up, you're going to make yourself come for me, fast and hard and filled with shame for what you've done. Knowing that you will do it all over again as soon as you possibly can. And getting more and more turned on every time that you do. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And on the count of 5, you will feel fully wide awake and alert, feeling horny, obedient, and relaxed. On 1, gradually awaking after this session, you'll feel a warm glow of confidence and pleasure in your knowledge of your status. 2. Realizing how much better you feel. Horny and happy and just waking gently now. 3. Lighter and brighter, and when you wake up in a few moments, you'll be happy and feeling fine, alert and full of energy. 4. With normal feelings returning now to each and every part of your body, more aware of yourself and the room around you, feeling so good. And 5. Everything back to normal. Breathing normally, mind clear, feeling great and re-energized. And as soon as you're ready, you can open your eyes wide awake, completely alert, feeling wonderful.